Good morning, one and all, and welcome to EZTEC's results presentation for the fourth quarter of 2021. Please note that this call is being recorded, and all the participants are in listening-only mode. By the end of the presentation, we will begin a Q&A session when further instruction will be given. In case any of you may need any assistance over the call, please let us know through the chat box. In case you have any connection issue, you may reuse the same web link or ID to return to the presentation. You may find that link and ID as well as the slides for this presentation at our website, ir.eztec.com.br. Before we start, we'd like to mention that any statements during this call pertaining to EZTEC's business projections, operational and financial targets are based on management beliefs and premises, as well as only currently available information. Further consideration do not constitute an assurance of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and premises. Investors may take into account that general economic conditions, industry, or operational circumstances may ultimately affect EZTEC's future performance. They may cause the company's results to differ materially from those expressed in those forward statements. Now, I would like to present myself. I am Pedro Lourenço, IR coordinator, and here with me in the room, there is Mr. Emílio Fugazza, our CFO and Investor Relations Officer, who will further talk about the financial figures in this presentation. Now, moving forward, I would like to start in the third slide, where we're gonna start talking about the launches of 2021. Here we will be able to see that we launched something close to 1.9 billion reais in PSV. Talking about the more recently launches, the main spotlight is on Unique Green, our first phase that we launched in the last quarter. A project that is something close to 367 million reais, 100% stake EZTEC, in where you'll be able to see that is already 52% sold. Along with, we launched another project that is split in several phase, that is Pinda Osasco, a project is only 41 million reais stake EZTEC, 60% stake EZTEC, and it is 18% sold. At the bottom of the chart of the slide, you'll be able to see all the other launches that we made across the previous year. Moving forward to the slide number four, to our operational performance, I'd like to highlight the chart that is in our left, that is showing you the launches and the sales in terms of PSV. Then you'll be able to see that, the majority of our sales, the majority of our launches that we made, that 1.9 billion that I just talked about, we only sold 400 million of them. This is the majority this is the main challenge that we are carrying with this new year of 2022, to be able to address all of this inventory under construction that has been made in the last year. Now, going to the right part of the slide, I would like to emphasize about our cancellations. In 2021, we had 127 million reais in terms of cancellation, an average something close to 30 million and 40 million reais per quarter. This volume of cancellation is very close, very near to 126 million reais in cancellation that we saw in 2020. The company was able to maintain the same amount of cancellation despite all the challenges scenario that occurred in the last year. Even when we talk about the net sales, you'll be able to see that we kind of maintain the same amount that we have done in 2021. Now in 2021, realized, making something close to 1.2 billion reais in net sales. Moving to the slide number 5, let's start talking about the land bank. And here we'll be able to see how our land banks changed across the last quarter. And you'll see that it kind of maintained the same amount that we had in the third quarter. Despite the almost 500 million reais that we had in launches, we have some changes in product here, specifically the addressed the indexation by INCC that is correcting our lands in our land bank that made us finish the fourth quarter of 2021 in 11 billion reais in our land bank. Alongside of it, we have options with cancellation clause that is in something close to 2.6 billion reais. So our land bank for further is something close to 14 billion reais. In the bottom part of the slide, you will see that the majority of this land is well located in the south zone of São Paulo, something close to 7 billion reais of these 11 billion reais land bank is located here in this noble part of the city where we focus the majority of our recent launches. In the chart at your left, you'll be able to see that something close to 5 billion reais is middle and high-end project with the brand EasyTech, 2.6 inside of our low-end project, our economic projects that is attached to our brand Fit Casa, and 3.8, something close to 4 billion reais inside our Easy vehicle, our vehicle for commercial, for the commercial segment. Now, talking about the inventory, you can see in the chart at your left, the dispersion, the regional dispersion of our inventory. And then you see that the majority of it is focused, is concentrated in the south zone of São Paulo, 72% of it, and in Guarulhos, in the São Paulo metropolitan region, 11% of it. And talk about the segment and dispersion by it, we can see that there is this red part in the chart that corresponds to the commercial inventory that the company is currently carrying. It's important to a point that the majority of this commercial inventory is already rented. So it's giving some renting revenue for the company. And in the chart in the middle below is where we will be able to see more clear our inventory under construction and how we made this challenge to go across this 2022 year. The majority of our inventory is not ready. So only 12% of it is ready units under our inventory and something close to 60% of it is inventory that correspond to products that were launched or are under construction inside the city of São Paulo. So those are operational figures. I would like to pass now to Mr. Emilio Fugazza. We will start to talk about the financial performance of the company. Mr. Emilio.
Pedro, thank you so much. Let's go to page number 7, financial performance, net revenue, on top left of this slide. We started with 958 million reais in 2021. Was a little increment compared to 2020, although within the quarters, in the first, second, and third quarter, was a growth compared to the same quarter, 2020. 2021 fourth quarter was not good enough to improve or to keep the idea of net revenues growing this quarter. So certainly because we have been suffering a lot the implementing costs. Only to bear in mind, when we talk about costs, it's important to understand that for 5 quarters in a row, we have been adjusting our costs in our accountancy over 50% above the INCC index here in Brazil, which means that the cost the company have been facing, specifically in the city of São Paulo, the projects with these shapes, with these designs we have been developing here in the city of São Paulo, it's a little bit different than the average projects from the INCC, which means that the gross margin of our company is specifically impacted from these incrementing costs above INCC, and plus the volume of sales from units not performed so far. Which means that when you think about the first three quarters of 2020, we saw coming from revenues a lot of an amount of units performed with gross margins above 50%, specifically because they are from projects we delivered in within 2019, 2020, or earlier than that. Apart from that, it's important to mention that we have been facing a kind of thing in terms of construction costs that is completely different than we saw in 2010, a kind of year that we saw a spike in construction costs lasting almost 1 year that time. Nowadays it's a little bit different. The first impact from this cost was the mismatch we have been watching in the supply chain here in Brazil specifically. Apart from that, the commodity costs the spike of steel cost was something around 200% in the last 2 years. But apart from that, nowadays that news coming from the Europe, the war between Russia and Ukraine means that the supply chain is disorganized again. And we don't know for sure what kind of impact can provide. But the way we have been dealing with in our accountancy in terms of booking costs is something like that. We have been watching the exposure we got from some kind of suppliers, some kind of materials. And as we got something around the 30 sites under construction in the city of São Paulo, we can understand what is happening in one of them and trying to understand what that kind of specific impact can be seen in the others sites of construction. And then we can book an adjustment over those costs. And that's why, although we have been watching an increment in gross margin from 43% in 2020 to 46% in 2021, the specific margin of the fourth quarter 2021 is below what we saw in the third quarter 2021. Saying that, talking about selling expenses is pretty much in line we saw in the past 4 years. So the ratio between public publicity and stands, or the mock-up we have been doing over gross sales, it's pretty much 4%, which means in line with our main target for those expenses. In terms of G&A expenses, 2021 was 113 million reais compared to 105 million reais 1 year earlier, which means something around 7% increment, which is less than IPCA. IPCA last year was about 10%, so we could manage that those expenses in order to keep those in line. Moving on to slide on page number 8 can provide a quick glance about the financial result. Financial result was 168 million reais, which means almost 40% of the total amount of net profit gained by this company in 2021, which was pretty much the same result of 2020. But the composition, the breakdown of those are completely different. 2021, obviously, the key factor for this amount of positive financial result is our asset coming from our result coming from the portfolio of performed receivables. But now, specifically in the second half of 2021, we saw great increments in terms of compensations over the cash this company has, as the basic interest rate in Brazil is coming from 2% at the beginning of this year to almost something around 11%. Nowadays, it's about 11.75%, which means that almost 1 billion reais is impacted by this amount of interest rate gaining ground here in Brazil. Another key factor for good results in 2021 was the equity income projects, which means that our projects we have been doing in partnerships, both in the middle income segment, in the low income segment, and the high income segment. 2021 was something around 77 million reais. And I would say that highlight from this is the projects coming from the branch Minha Casa Minha Vida, Fit Casa, the low-end program of our government, with the brand in EasyTech is Fit Casa. We have already delivered two projects from this branch. In both the two projects, we have some, we saved a lot of our budgets, incrementing the margins, the gross margins of the projects coming in from the equity income brackets. Let me highlight that the gross margin of the projects in the fourth quarter 2021 was about 44% above the general and the average gross margin of our company. Net profit came at 430 million reais, an increment of 25 million reais compared to 2020, a net margin of 45%, an increment of 2 percentage points, which is good enough given this scenario we have been passing through. And in terms of backlog result in the bottom right side of the chart, you can see 324 million reais of results to be recognized at a backlog margin of 42%. It's important to highlight here that this decrement of 3 percentage points in margin means that some projects of very good margins above 45% were delivered up to the fourth quarter 2021, which means that all the revenues we recognize it so far. And obviously, the average weight of those projects is partially responsible for these decrement margins. Apart from that, the projects recognized from launches in 2021 are projects that we can see margins coming, I would say, below the average 45% we saw in 2020. Projects like Arcadio, for instance, a project in the middle high income segment in the south zone of São Paulo, you are going to see coming in line with the average margin of gross margin of EasyTech at 45%. On the other hand, you can see Dreamville Vila Prudente. Dreamville Vila Prudente, as Pedro mentioned before, is a project on the east zone of São Paulo, very good project, but so far the recognizement of revenues are coming at a 38% gross margin. On average, is something to expect 42% 42% gross margin. Apart from these facts, I like to highlight another key factor in terms of gross margin and backlog margin, which means it's a proxy of gross margin in the next coming quarters. We have payments in advance for the supply chain here in EZTEC, coming from 20 million reais in 2020 to 100 million reais in 2021, which means that the company has been doing a very good management in terms of trying to deal with these incremental costs by in advance a lot of materials, especially some kind of commodity materials, in order to, I would say, to avoid incremental costs. All those materials are stored within 4 or 5 pieces of land. We have been spread all of the city of São Paulo. And as we are a very great player here, big player here, and holding more than 40 pieces of land, we have plenty of spaces to do something like that, which means that 100 million reais means something around 1 or 2 months of percentage of completion not recognized so far. Because when we pay materials in advance, means that we have this disbursement of cash, and I am recognizing in my accountancy as payment in advance to the supply chain, but we are not recognizing as recognizement of costs under construction, actually costs under construction to fulfill the percentage of completion in terms of recognizing revenues. So our mindset is to deal with these costs in order to keep the margins at the historical levels for EZTEC, which means above 40%. Coming to slide number 9, the portfolio of performance receivables, I'd like to highlight here, we ended up that year at 384 million reais. In terms of total amount of clients, declined from 1,600 clients in 2020 to almost 1,000 clients in 2021, meaning that 622 million reais were payment in advance for them, acquaintance specifically, trying to migrate from EZTEC's financing project to the banks, to taking commercial borrowing mortgages from the commercial banks, specifically because we had on average 10.3% plus IGP, which was almost 30%, 33% at the full year of 2021 to the clients. And the majority of the commercial banks on average provided something around 7 to 8% all-in interest rate to these clients. So the clients with enough capability, they could bring their contracts to the bank in order to save these increments of interest rates. That's not the kind of thing that we have been watching, we have been facing in the first 2 months of 2022. On the other hand, we have been facing some incremental contracts coming to our portfolio, specifically because the conditions, the commercial conditions to those clients are, I would say, getting a little bit worse for them. So it's highly expected to see the portfolio of performing receivables increasing by the end of this year, 2022. On page number 10, the highlight is the financial performance of Fit Casa. Fit Casa, our, as I said before, is our branch for Casa Verde Amarela, low-end program coming from the government, highly managed by Caixa Econômica Federal here in Brazil. Fiticasa was responsible for 56.3% of gross margin in the full quarter 2021. On average, the whole year 2021 was 51.7% gross margin and net profit of 68 million reais, which means that almost 15% of the whole amount of net profit coming from EasyTech, 15% belongs to this branch. We have nowadays five projects under construction on this branch. Three of them in partnership, one in the city of São Paulo, one in the city of Osasco, and the other one in the city of Guarulhos, in partnership with Cirela and BP8. And two projects completely managed by EasyTech. One is called the Fiticasa Alto de Ipiranga, to be delivered by the end of this year, providing savings in our budget. And the second one, we are beginning the construction of this project, which means Fiticasa José Bonifácio in the far east zone of the city of São Paulo. The main highlight of this slide, obviously, is the return on equity of Fiticasa's branch, which means 21.2% return on equity. The shareholders' equity of this branch is about 400 million reais. Moving on to page number 11, talking about assets and liabilities coming from EasyTech. Let me highlight the assets first. Firstly, the cash and equivalents coming to 900 million reais, almost 23% of the total amount of equity in this company. Receivables from finished units, 579 million reais. Let me remind you that I told you before, 380 are completely managed by the in our portfolio of performing the receivables, which means that another 200 million reais are receivables coming from projects that we have almost delivered in the fourth quarter or in the third quarter of 2021. Are in the timeline for being sent to the banks, to bring the contracts to the banks, to transform these 200 million of receivables into a cash for our company in the next 2-3 months so far. Another kind I'd like to highlight is the cost of the ready inventory. As Mr. Pedro mentioned before, the total amount of the portfolio of units performed at about 500 million reais. And so far, the cost of this inventory is about 242 million reais, which means that the forecast for gross margin in those in this inventory is about 50%. Land bank, it's 1.3 billion reais, 1.3 billion. It's compared to the 11 billion reais Mr. Pedro told you before at the slide of land bank, which means that the ratio between cost and potential sales value can be something around 12%. Let me add that this 12% includes grants and setbacks we have been booking in our land in order to increase the potential of the land. So all in all, the finished cost for this land bank at the end of 2021 was 1.3 billion reais. In terms of liabilities, I'd like to highlight 102 million reais of dividends to be paid. The payable lands we got so far coming from this 11 billion reais of potential sales value, it's about 200 million reais. So comparing to the assets, 1.3 billion in land bank, 200 means something around 15% of the total amount of the land bank being to be paid in the next coming quarters, and let me say again, only 23 million reais of debt. So meaning that the total amount of debt that this company has been carrying the whole year of 2021 it's about 23 million reais for a total amount of shareholders' equity of 4.2 billion reais. That's possible specifically because we saw in the last 2 years a lot of payments in advance coming from our clients. And from this cash and equivalent, you can see on the assets on the assets chart of 900 million reais, something of around 40%, it belongs to the project, meaning that they are we have deposits specifically from each project under construction right now. And so I have to use this amount of money before to take any kind, to borrow any kind, any single penny from our finance project. And that's why so far was not necessary to borrow money from the banks of project finance. Moving on to slide on page number 12, the subsequent events. Here, I'd like to highlight that on this slide is mentioned 405 million reais of PSP already launched, but it's a little bit more than that because we have acquired a project at the end, at very end of the fourth quarter 2021. And numbers of this project, potential sales value and units sold, we are gonna release within the earnings result of the first quarter 2022, which means that so far we have already launched something close to 500 million reais. But from those projects right here, the good news is the speed of sales of those projects. We are open to the clients a little bit earlier than the carnival here in São Paulo, which means 1 month ago for those projects at February. And we saw Expression Ibirapuera being sold 42% of a potential sales value of almost 180 million reais. Exalt Ibirapuera, small apartment, something around 40 to 50 square meters, 228 million reais potential sales value. We saw 27% being sold at the beginning of the of this launch. Exactly as we saw in the fourth quarter 2021, the speed of sales of projects being launched is so good. So which means that we have in some kind of neighborhoods, in some kind of zones, here in specifically in the city of São Paulo, no matter what kind of apartment it is, we have been watching the final users very interested about buying something because they know for sure that with this amount of inflation we have been facing, the amount of problems and severities that the world is facing right now, a good place to be is real estate. This is a kind of a Brazilian mindset, and we saw and we have been seeing a very good pace of sales in the at the launches of EZTEC. Finally, I would like to mention two kind of subsequent events very important to our shareholders. First of all, the partnership between EZTEC and Construtora Adolfo Lindenberg. Construtora Adolfo Lindenberg is a very old friend of EZTEC, specifically because since we have been public 2007, together we launched something around 4 billion reais in projects, on average 44% of gross margin. And we got so far something around 1.3 billion reais in net profit coming from this project, which means in EZTEC state was something close to 1 billion reais in net profit coming from this, coming from the partnership in the specific projects we have been doing so far. Meaning that from the total amount of net profit EZTEC provided in the last 15 years, Construtora Adolfo Lindenberg was responsible in partnership to provide something around 20% of this, which means that they are old friends, and here the management and the controlling shareholder group of EasyTech pay high respect to the management of Constructora Adolfo Lindenberg. Apart from that, Constructora Adolfo Lindenberg has been public since the 1970s. Is one of the oldest names of the city of São Paulo. And they were truly responsible and fully responsible for developments of a lot of very good projects, very high-end projects in the south zone and west, in the west zone of the city of São Paulo, specifically, specifically Jardins neighborhood. Jardins is a kind of neighborhood very close to Paulista Avenue. So a lot of the high-end developments coming from that that area are coming with the brand Adolfo Lindenberg. In the last 5 to 6 years, they were truly responsible for very high-end projects nearby, specifically in Itaim, very close to the investment bank's headquarters, projects that have been sold for 30, 40,000 reais per square meters in a very good gross margins, a very in gross margins in line with the gross margins developed by EasyTech through these years. This partnership, there is a kind of approvals that we have been passed through, but there is there will be two kind of important steps. First of all, is only a JV. 6 years of this whole JV in part of partnership to develop 1.75 billion reais in launches, and which requires something around 130 million reais of investments within the first 2 years. So apart from that, they will, Constructora Adolfo Lindenberg will propose to in a shareholders agreement that EasyTech has the right to a subscription option within four years, within 2 years after the first minimum period of 4 years. So within 2 years, so in the fifth and the sixth year of this partnership, we can exercise it, this right, and to share the controlling shareholders group within the current shareholders controlling group of the Constructora Adolfo Lindenberg. All the money we're going to provide is a primary offer. We are not going to pay any single penny to the current general, to the current controlling shareholders group in order to buy this amount of stake. So all we are going to provide is the financial support to this development, the financial, I would say, skills of managing in hard scenarios like this one we have been passing through, and they are going to provide their expertise to develop high-end projects with very, I would say, cutting-edge technology of construction for this specific kind of public, this low-end public with high or higher quality of construction. That's a kind of thing that we put a lot of efforts, was more than 1 year to discussions with them, and it's a kind of partnership that we are very proud to announce. It's a very big name to be in partnership with EasyTech. So apart from that, the last kind of subject here is the dividends distribution. Given the position of cash we got so far, we have so far, the board of directors has approved 102 million reais of minimum legal distribution of dividends, which means 46 cents per share. And we are going to pay as soon as possible. And that's why we are disclosing that the ex-dividend negotiation date, it will be March 23rd of 2022, which means that three days from now, it's going to be the ex-dividend negotiation date to pay within 10, 12 days the dividends to our shareholders. So saying that, I would like to thank you so far for the audience, and we are completely able to answer any further questions. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Emilio. We will now open the call for the Q&A session. In case there are any, we will get the question from those who will use the function raise hands available at the Zoom tool. And then we will go to proceed to pick up those questions that are in the chat box. So for those who would like to make your questions, please let us know. So since none of you raised your hands, we understand that there is no questions. So we are going to proceed to the end of our conference call. And we'd like to thank you all for your time listening to us, understanding the company results. So our conference call for the results presentation now is over. We thank you all for the attention and have a nice day. Have a nice weekend. Thank you all.